Well, here we are for another Christopher Scott Show on a Sunday, no less. Praise God. God forgive me for violating the Sabbath, I suppose you could say. But not technically, I don't think. Without getting any details of that, I don't think it's a good idea that we do these things on a Sunday necessarily, but I think it's good to broadcast on Sundays. People could listen. I don't know. I put it to you this way, not that this is the measuring stick, but if I'm violating the Sabbath by sharing this episode, then we're in bigger, we got a lot bigger problems. Anyway, here's what I wanted to talk about today a little bit. And if you're watching the video, you notice that we got a little different angle here today. How about that? And that was the magic of this whole studio. And you're just getting a little taste of it. More to come. Yeah, it's pretty cool for me because I don't like sitting like a statue all the time. I like to mix it up a little bit. Back in the days when we were audio only, I could be sitting here in my underwear and nobody would know it, which I never did, by the way. I also never drank on the podcast. True story. Never partied it up while I was podcasting like our buddy Joe Rogan. We'll see if we can keep to that. I'm not sure. You know, I was at the VFW speaking last Saturday. And I had a beer before I spoke, and I was just fine, actually. I didn't even drink the whole thing, so I guess it wasn't even a full beer. Anyway, here's what I wanted to talk about a little bit, and I just had a couple of stories to wrap up the week is the real reason I'm here. But I said, let's make this tie into something resembling a Sunday theme here. So, you know, if you step back and take a look at everything going on around the world, I mean, what do you see? Chaos, chaos, chaos. I don't know if it's, you know, that much more dangerous or more chaotic than it was in the 60s, the 70s, probably the 80s, anytime throughout history. Is it really that much worse now? People have just always been jerks, right? You know, say why we need religion. Well, take a look around now and you'll see why. So religion's to control the masses. Well, if that's true, we need a little better control, I think. Facebook and the AI aren't doing a good enough job. Isn't that interesting? Anyway. Is the world a crazier place or not? I think, you know, a lot of it has to do just perspective-wise that we came from such a period of peace and prosperity, really. And now any adjustment, it's hard to go back, right? Either way, what do you see? The same thing, a world that's on the brink of coming off the rails any given day, nuclear war, famine, financial breakdowns, all the above. Grid down, I mean, it's endless. And a lot of fear, a lot of panic, a lot of concern, a lot of anxiety. And I don't know about you. I don't like to live that way. I don't have any intentions of living out my last years in an underground bunker, I don't say. Is that your idea of survival, living in an underground bunker? Not mine. It's not how I want to do it. And my idea of living isn't, you know, living on eggshells, wondering when the shoe's going to drop, whether it be financial or war, or grid down or whatever. I don't want to live through a zombie apocalypse, do you? It's not something that I'm interested in doing. I just want to go about my life and enjoy it the way I have been. So what do you do, right? Here we are. You know, we're here in the United States. Our government's turned heavily against us. The new liberal world order seems to be crumbling. The currency isn't doing so well. We're on the brink of war. Our borders being overrun. How do you plan for the future? Well, I think it's the same as it's always been. You got to take care of yourself financially. Today, you have to be really, really smart what you do financially. Spiritually, here we are on a Sunday. I would say that spiritual health is very important. You know, people don't want to see it too much today, but I guarantee you that things get much worse. You see people all of a sudden praying to God in mass. And isn't that kind of a shame? Suffering brings people closer to God, I guess you could say. And doesn't need to be that way, I don't think. Anyway, spiritually. But here's the part I want to focus on a little bit. I got an email from my brother Dan out in Chicago. And it was kind of a bit of a parody, although I'm not so sure. This young woman, and she said, you know, why do I run? She said, no, it's not to look good in a bikini. She said, I'm running. so that when the government takeover comes, I can, you know, run, you know, 15 miles or whatever to or run far enough to get away from the 15 minute city and go live like a real human being. And like I said, I don't know if it was a parody or not. Maybe she was sharing how she really felt. Maybe all of us do it sometime. I kind of chuckled because that's exactly why I stay in shape. And I haven't talked about it in a little while. I want to talk about it today. I'll say to you that it is important that you be able to walk with a load and do it efficiently for 15 miles. And you should be able to do that in less than 5 hours. If you got to get to the other side of the county, you need to be able to walk there. That's kind of my assessment on that. Now, could I walk further? I got a bit of an issue with that, and that is I have very flat feet. I know after I did the 15-mile hike with my son a couple years ago, I was tore up for a couple of days. So that's why I have an electric bike these days. I'm half kidding about that, but it is another source of transportation in emergency. Now you say, what about a grid down, whatever it's called there, all the electronics get fried. And I don't know if the bike's going to work or not. I suppose not if all the electric motors and whatnot aren't working, but you're going to rely on pedaling. But you got to be able to walk. If I had to walk further than 15, I would be comfortable walking 15 to get to a destination. Let's say I had to go 30 or 40 or 50. In my level of health, I would have to consider what that means. And it would mean that I would have to break it up. I'd be forced to. My feet simply couldn't take it. You know, I used to do so much more hiking. The reason I don't is my flat. If you look at an X, I have size 15 feet. If you look at an X-ray of my foot, it literally looks like a platypus. The doctor comes like, that don't look normal, doc. He's like, yeah, it's not. Oh, gee, thanks. The reason I'm bringing it up to you, there's so many benefits of doing this preparation that not only the idea of putting yourself physically in a situation where you can do that should it be needed, but think about the practical day-to-day benefits. It's a win-win. Everybody should be doing it. Why wouldn't our government be encouraging it? Get your 10,000 steps and you might just save the country too. Well, they don't want to talk like that. Anyway, I wanted to bring it up, something for you to consider a little bit. Sunday, get yourself out for a walk today. Go see what you can do. Go put down 3 miles and see how you feel. Start there. Just an idea. You haven't walked in a long time, go a mile. You're overweight, lose it. You know, I was thinking the other day, I might be putting something out on this. We'll see. I was thinking about it. My creative idea is always thinking. Every year, it's like there's like a new round of the latest diet, the latest techniques, the newest, when in fact, it's all been the same for many, many years. Hasn't changed. Lean protein, raw vegetables, my friend. That's it. Bottom line. It's all you need to survive. It's all a human being needs. Lean protein, raw vegetables, and water. You want to throw a little caffeine in? Go ahead. you can mix that up any way you want. I mean, people say, oh, you need carbs. There's carbs in the vegetables. There's healthy carbs. Now, you may say, well, you need a little sugar. You'd be fine. Have an apple, a piece of fruit. Throw a little fruit in there. You could do 80-20. But if you ate every meal lean protein and raw vegetables and water only, you watch how quickly. No, I can't lose weight. Yeah, you can. You eat like that, I guarantee you, you won't have any fat on your body. And I know how hard it is because I don't eat like that all the time either, but I try to as much as I can. How do you think I stay so good looking? I know. The face for radio. Thanks for the reminder. Just what I needed for my already low self-esteem. Everybody to make fun of my looks. All right, here's a couple stories I want to talk about while you're considering how far you can walk without taking a break. You should be able to walk 6-7 miles without taking a break. You should be able to put, you got to go. That's what you got to be able to do. From there, you can plan. You see what I'm saying? You can get places. All right, so here's a couple stories going on. I'll give you a little intelligence update. Ukrainian drone attacks target oil refinery deep inside Russia. What does this all mean? Desperate escalation, I believe. And maybe this is really what the Zelensky firing and getting rid of people. He wants to go deeper inside of Russia. And maybe the commanders are like, you're going to put us in real harm's way doing that. Like, how long do you think Putin's going to put up with these strikes? Not very long is what I'm going to guess. This is a fascinating story. Not exactly in the order of national security, but I wanted you to just understand the things that your government is focusing on. What's important to our federal government? Well, after years of trying, the United States government may finally be on the verge of requiring safer table saws. Yes. What's the stop blade technology, I think it's called? You ever seen it? Basically, they run an electric charge into the blade, and if that charge is broken, if the circuit is broken by flesh, which conducts electricity, it immediately throws on the brake. You can see they'll test it with hot dogs, and it'll barely nick the outside skin of the hot dog, but it won't cut the hot dog. It's kind of amazing. Have you ever seen anybody that gotten cut by a table saw? It's kind of an interesting safety feature for sure, and it is available. But it's not on every table saw. Why is that? Well, because there's some inexpensive table saws out there. They sell, you know, contractor grade, $350. I mean, you can get a table saw for probably $129 at Harbor Freight or something like that. I guarantee it doesn't have that kind of technology on it. And now they're going to require it. What's going to happen? Well, a table saw is going to set you back about $800. Wow. Is that right? You know what will be next? People will be making their own. Are they going to put this stop blade technology on all the circular saws? What's to stop me? We used to do it all the time. I would do it right now because I don't keep a table saw. If I needed to rip down some sheet goods, you know what I would do? I would take a sheet of 3/4-inch plywood. I'd throw it up on saw horses with 2x4s under it to keep it nice and flat, level it up, and I'd plunge cut a circular saw through there, cut out a little area for the blade, square it up, and run that thing as a table saw. If I had a lot of cutting to do, I'd probably just screw the base plate right down on there. I wouldn't even use clamps. Just screw it and unscrew it when I was done. Who's to stop you from doing that? Oh, you're going to require it on the hand saws? You know what's going to happen to the price of them? Fine. Then we'll make our own. We'll just get a motor. You know, how hard do you think it is to make a stinking table saw? There's nothing to it. The market for used table saws will go through the roof. Yeah, it's a great idea that makes no sense at all. Another great idea that makes no practical sense at all. I've been growing up around saws my whole life. I've seen my father get cut, never lost any fingers. Here's my advice. Don't put your fingers near the blade. Israel government says it'll block Al Jazeera from broadcasting. The Israeli government has always blocked any kind of access to any kind of fighting and combat and things like that. No transparency at all. It's not how they do that. Not how Israel does it. Multi-generational housing is making a comeback in a big way. I want to talk about this a second. I'm going to keep reminding you, it is one of the biggest threats to our property values in this country. I've seen it firsthand, all right? You'll see where a different culture moves in and they got 17 people living in a house. And it stinks, and it gets noisy, and it gets dirty, and it's a real eyesore, and it destroys communities. And actually, the cultural part could run many different ways. You know, I've seen it in sections of town where it was not a different race, same race, but different culture economically. The new renter, they were converting single, it was one block in this town. And you could see what happened, the devastation. And I saw both sides. I had a friend who owned a rental over there, but it was these old, big, beautiful homes, single homes. They were large, many of them attached. They had these big, beautiful twins. And they would take each twin and carve it up into 2-3 apartments. So now you got a twin. You went from one family on one side, one family on the other, 2 families to 6 families. That could be 12 cars or more. And then you got the work trucks. You know how it goes. It's not good. And it's going to have a profound effect. Now, this goes both ways. I look at our property here and I say, you know, what is my best chance of living here until I die, if that's my desire? And that is for my daughter to take over the property with her family, let her husband take care of it. And I go out to the in-law suite out back that we haven't built yet. But I'd be doing the same kind of thing in reverse. Of course, it's okay when I do it. It's not okay when anybody else does it. I'm telling you, though, in all seriousness, you got to keep an eye on this zoning stuff, especially in your town. Europe's new energy risk training Russia for America. So now America's in control of Europe's energy. They'll pay more, too. Tennessee lawmakers vote to ban geoengineering with allusions to chemtrails conspiracy theory. NBC News. Is it a good idea or not that they're messing with the weather? I remember reading about it as a kid. They've done, you know, it's conspiracy. Why don't they just tell us what's going on with it and be forthright about it? Is it a good idea or not? I see, exhaust trails all over the place above us. I got a buddy who swears that they're spraying based on the rain we just got the other day. We got 4 inches just in the afternoon. The news reported 3.5. I'm like, I got 4 in my gauge. The EPA wanted to clean up steel mills. Then a group of Rust Belt senators got involved. Listen, here's the problem with you keep adding all this regulation, all right? And I don't know what's going on with the steel mills, the cleaning. You say, oh, the industry doesn't want to come. Some of that's true. We need to be holding industry accountable. It's very important. I've seen this firsthand, too. Soap company, it was a pretty benign product, but they just regularly dumped in the creek, didn't care. And the EPA would be out there. Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection would be out there on a regular basis. And they got some small fine. They just didn't care. Didn't care. The fines weren't enough to deter them. And that's how they ran it. Just dumped the stuff in the creek. When I was growing up, industry, they would dump all kinds of stuff in the rivers. It was really, really sad, actually, to watch it going on. It was great to see it cleaned up. It was the Clean Water Act. And that's what really got the whole environmental movement going in this country. And it was good. But it's gotten out of control. Now, you're going to require these blade stops on these saws, right? What are the chances of somebody running sawmill, some kind of sawing operation, already being required to add that on effectively, if not directly? What do I mean by that? You know, you're running a commercial operation. What's that table saw running you? $15,000, $30,000? You talk to the sales, you're like, what am I going to do to upgrade this to, oh, it's going to be $5,000 a machine. Or, oh, my God, it's not going to do anything for production. I'm not aware of any issues it creates other, you know, as far as the operation of the saw otherwise. But you got this commercial cabinet making operation, and I don't even know if they're using table saws in those operations anymore. I think everything's cut with routers now and these whatever they're called, like CNC machines for cabinetry. They just feed in a sheet and the CAD and the parts they want out of it, you know, whatever it is, MDF. Birch plywood, whatever, you just feed it in there. Now, I guess what are you doing, like for the frames and stuff like that, they'd still have to rip it down with saws and tool it and, you know, work it down, I guess. I don't know how it's all done these days. It's been a long time since I worked in a cabinet shop. But I don't know. All I know is this. And actually, I don't even know if that's the best example, because a shop like that probably can't afford to make the upgrades, or maybe they should. But what about the guy that just wants to go start a home remodeling business? Now the saw just jumped up. You know, and he's got to pay. The guy wants to do a little weekend work, and now he can't. It's not available anymore. A lot of changes coming with that. You're not going to be able to have a gas range. You're not going to be allowed to have a gas lawnmower. You're not allowed to have a table saw without a stop blade on it. You're not allowed to ride your bike without a helmet. What the hell happened to this country? When was it that we got to decide, that we decided for ourselves? Not anymore. Pretty sad, really. EPA wanted to clean up steel mills. I don't know. I'd need more information to have an opinion about it. I just know that generally speaking, I've had about enough of our government. How about you? California storms deliver above average snowpack. Replenish reservoirs. Let's see the above average. Climate change. When is the snowfall or the rainfall ever average in any given year? Right? 1 year's a little higher, 1 year's a little lower. Isn't that why we have averages? They're just fooling everybody. HOAs are blocking solar panels and native lawns. Here's how to fight back, according to the Washington Post. This is unbelievable, the leftist ideology, this fighting back. In other words, you sign a contract, you move into a community with an HOA. And by the way, I'll caution you about it. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it. I'm not saying I wouldn't necessarily, but you better know the rules. Either way, you come in, you sign all the documents, you agree to abide by those rules. Everybody comes in, they say, yeah, we all agree to abide by these rules. And then you're going to get one guy that says, I want to have native grass. I don't like this tall fescue they've been using. Listen, I built multifamily homes. I set up the associations. I had to run the HOAs in the beginning. Thank God I don't have to do it anymore. That's all I want to tell you. This one wants fertilizer. This one's wine. And why I got to pay to cut the grass so much. Welcome to politics. And the Christopher Scott Show on a Sunday, no less. RFK Jr. rebuked by who? For calling Biden a bigger threat to democracy than Trump. Well, excuse RFK Jr. for pointing out the obvious. What a crook he is. The case for paying ranchers to raise trees instead of cattle. This is The Guardian. You know, it's funny how the liberal media will go back and forth. I think it was just last week the propaganda line was, no, planting trees is not enough to solve our climate woes. Yeah, now suddenly it is. This, the only thing the government knows how to do is throw money at a problem. It's a climate change. It's a problem. Okay, where do I send a check? Just invent a problem and they'll send you a check. Just got to make sure that the politician's getting a little bit back. Oh, here we go. I was a little out of order here. Way, way, way above normal rains could set all-time Los Angeles record as wet weather continues. That's a scientific term. Way, way, way above normal. The news has become a Jerry Lake show. Is that Carrie Lake? Who was that? I forget. Jerry Springer. Let's just stick with that. I was trying to mix it up a little bit. Supreme Court. This is The Hill. Read the. This is how far off base the news is. Supreme Court justices are not arbiters of right and wrong. Well, what the hell is it that they do? We'll never know. Russia says it's working on removing the Taliban from its terrorist list. You want to see me get everybody fired up right now? The Taliban really responsible for what we've been led to believe that they are? And what is the Taliban even? What are we really talking about? Hey, you look at what goes on in Afghanistan. I asked the question I've asked a million times. Do good people do that? There's a lot of things that go on over there. You'd have to say absolutely not. But if the Supreme Court justices are not the arbiters of right and wrong, why is the American military got to go do it all over the world? Why is it okay that the justices get paid fat salaries to sit there in a dress all day but can't make a decision, but yet some 19-year-old will ship a million miles away and expect him to do everything he's told and then beat the dog snot out of him, even worse, arrest him when he gets home? Think about it. New York City, Daniel Perry. Very disturbing the way our veterans are being treated. I won't go down that path again. It's Sunday. I'll let you go. Let's get out of here. Think about what I said. Go for a little walk. Do something for yourself. Invest in yourself for a little bit. You'll be thankful you did. You come back on Monday and you say, you know what? Big Chris was right. You know, instead of knocking down a six-pack of beer and overeating, you know what? I went for a little walk. I drank a little extra water. Monday morning, I'm rocking and rolling, ready to go. I know I'm going to be. God willing, I'll be back. So I hope to see you there. Make it a great day.